Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is our year, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to the Care to Read show. We'd like to welcome you once again. If you can hear me, I hope you can hear me. The sound is going in and out, but I'd like to welcome you to another segment of the Care to Read show. You've got your Omeika 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. And this is our year, youngsters. I want you to know that we're featuring the musicians, the poets, the spoken word artists. And this is open mic night. And if you're out there and you have some poetry you want to read, this is the place to be on a Friday night. There's a live open line here for you to recite your poetry this evening, and we're going to give it to you full, hot, and heavy. That's right. We're discussing the crossover of Christian music. Is it going over into pop? Is it going over into hip-hop? And what exactly are the youngsters looking for in a ministry? Are they only looking for the word, or are they looking for praise and worshiping? If you've got an opinion about it, if you one of those saints out there who claim to be married and buried and documented into the Christian religion, and you have the solution and you want to talk about it, this is the place to call in to give your input, and also for you youngsters who would like to give your input and tell what it is that's on your mind. We'd like to hear from you today. Now, we're going to go take a station identification and go to the after party. Then you could probably talk to me afterwards. Let's go to the after party.
Looking out, looks to fly. Hair done, nails did, shades in your eyes. Ladies on the floor while the fellas getting high. Has that feeling your behind with your hands in the sky. Drinks in your hand, smokes in your mouth. Forgetting all your worries, so you drowning them out. You hear your conscience, but you drowning him out. Cause you ain't trying to leave till they kicking you out. Out, you pout, cause you ain't getting better. You feel so empty in spite of all the cheddar. Heard about Jesus and how he makes you better. But then you said, nah, I think I'll try it later. Then it got later, and you're here now. In the club trying to get peace somehow. Wow, you know this life at the desk, but you at the party and you ain't worried about it yet. Oh, where you gonna go? It's gonna take away the misery you're feeling yourself. So you pop them pills and you're drilling a hole in the life that you live and you're killing your soul. Not even think about people who love you, the people in your life that really would need you, the younger ones and everybody who sees you. They watch and they do everything that you do. Move when you move, imitate you. A risk you're taking. You don't even realize you're not forsaken. Chill at the pill you still be taking. But where will you go when your life is taken?
All right, now, where is your after party? Ladies and gentlemen, come on over to the Talking Care Room with me as we honor our ancestors in pouring libation. We like to pour libation to Oludulamare, and we give the highest praise to Akamare, his manifestation of our African God, and we say Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my father, and I say Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my mother, and I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my father so that he will find his way. I say, Ashe. I light a candle for my mother, and I say, Ashe. I pour libation to the east. Ashe. To the west, Ashe. To the north, Ashe. And to the south, and we say, Ashe. We acknowledge them to let them know that we have not forgotten their names, and their names will forevermore be written in the Lamb's Book of the Record. But we acknowledge those heroes and sheroes today. May they come forward, and may we stand on their shoulders. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you and your households, and may your households be blessed down to the thousand generation, and may you learn how to stand up and recite prayer for your family today. We just want to remind you, family, that the young people are coming into consciousness, and they're not still asleep, and they know that it's time to make the crossover from the Christian hip-hop to the pop and bring the music on into the church. They're not only there just for the word. They are there for the praise and worshiping, and it's okay. It's okay that they lift up their voices and they dance, because, you know, David did dance before the Lord to me. Danced out of his clothes. He was just that much of a worshiper. There's nothing wrong with it, hip hoppers. And I want you to know, if you could change your lyrics, you could change your beat, and you can still bring the music into the vineyard. It's all right. My question is, if you're out there today and you have an opinion, why don't you call in to the Care to Read Room? You can still call in at that number, 646 480-270. We want you to make your opinions known today. Right now we're talking about what is it going to take in the churches for the young people to make the conversion. And what does save mean exactly? Save from what? Most young people want to know, how are you saying that they're saved when Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice and he was the mercy seat? If he was the ultimate sacrifice, then every sin has been paid for already. But if there's still sin here on this earth, then how could he be the ultimate sacrifice? There are many questions that are going unanswered, and we are no longer talking in the third dimension anymore. We are now looking at conscious-minded people who are going to challenge us on every account. And they want to know, inquiring minds want to know, what does the word save exactly mean? And if Jesus has died on the cross, and we can now go boldly before the throne and petition on our own behalf, then therefore the ultimate means that every sin that could be committed has already been paid for. If that is the case, then why is there sin still here on this earth? And did these young people not come here perfect? And what made them imperfect? And how can the music change their disposition in the chapels? What will the music do for their very souls? Will it change their content? Will it give them a better outlook on life? And how is it that the word and scripture can be relevant to today's time? Young people want to know. When you talk about Peter, Paul, and John, and Mark, they want to know, whose doctrine are you referencing to? And at what time and point are you speaking to them, and how does that become relevant to their life? We have to make the Bible relevant. We have to make the words of the scripture relevant. And we have to make sure that this Bible that's supposed to be a guide, we have to make sure that the King James Version has not been tainted. And in its effort to be rewritten by many different people, can it not be the word of God? Could it be the inspiration of man? And if so, how do we break the word down to our young people to give them an unadulterated truth? They are merely looking for programs in the church. My question is, apostle, deacon, reverend, do you have programs that are suited for the African-American male? Are there programs that they can transition into and that they can be reproved and that they can have a chance to change their life? Are there programs specifically for the black male? If not, then we ought to be about the business of creating them. The hip-hops that used to be out in the discotheques that closed down, why don't we convert our evening and Friday service to a hip-hop session where they can get in the spirit and we can help them invoke the spirit and bring about the spirit so the spirit can do its job. And if the spirit is powerful, then you need not wash them with the word when the spirit is already going to invoke what it is that they need. It will make intercession for whatever the word does not speak out and say. Now, I'm speaking out on behalf of those youngsters today as an advocate for them. I want them to know that there is a place in society where they can be kept and they can also have the opportunity to be in the world but not of the world. Once they understand that their conscious mind has to wake up, they have to learn metaphysics and understand that we are to become more like Jesus and we are to kill off the old man. And as we become more like Jesus, like it or not, church, we are going to soon become God. If you're not pressing to become God, then why are you washing us with the word? That is to kill off the old man so that God will show up and to press God forward. So start telling the young people we want them to press forward and become God. Start telling them, good morning, God, and we look forward to you becoming in your full Godhead so that you will then be able to function as a God. It's nothing wrong with telling the young people that ye are God's little children and ye have overcome them. And we want you to be washed with the word so you can press God forward. Now, growing up in these dead churches will do these young people no good. You're going to have to tell them the truth. And you're going to have to explain to them what metaphysics means and what Jesus did in the conscious mind when he invoked the fish to jump into the net. Did he not use metaphysics? And if he did, where did he have to go to learn metaphysics? Did he not say that I was out attending to my father's business? And if he was out somewhere, whose house was he in learning metaphysics? Possibly Africa. Tell the black young man that Africa was a place where Jesus went to pursue metaphysics, and let him understand that metaphysics things does come out of Africa, and that all religion comes up out of Africa. So they can then look towards the proper places for their continuation of training. African-American young men, there's a place for you. It's definitely a place for you in the world called salvation. And don't look away and turn away and say church is not for you, because you cannot allow another man to dictate and to teach you. The Holy Spirit said you need not let any man teach you, that the Holy Spirit will give you all knowledge and all understanding. That is why I'm advocating that you come into the spirit realm and be able to become consciously washed by the Spirit so the Spirit will speak to you. Now, right now, what I'm speaking to you about is that your music, you're going to have to change the lyrics. You're going to have to make it relevant to today's community and the problems of today. You're going to have to be a bit of a sphinxster, just like Earth, Wind, and Fire did when they decided to put conscious music in their lyrics, and they decided to minister to the people to wake them up from their dead slumber. Now, I'm trying to wake you up from your dead slumber. I'm not going to take your music away. I'm going to just give you a chance to take it higher. And when you take it higher, you will begin to elevate your consciousness. And when your consciousness is elevated, then you can come from a different perspective that will make the difference in the world. Now, as you look at the elements of the world, earth, wind, fire, and wood, you will find that these elements are very powerful, which will give you the power that you seek to desire from your music. Now take your music a little bit higher. Come on and go with me. Who do you call him? How do you call him? Akamare? Or do you spell him G-O-D, God? Let's spell out the word God.
And I'm in trouble. I know who to call. He'll be there on the double to catch me when I fall. I call him G-O-D, and heaven they know me. Amen, it's K-J-O, can I please speak to Elohim? Anyone answer me, angels will pamper me, and they will let me know, they know just how to handle me. Is there one greater than you? And the answer's no, Father. Up on everything, and I was out of town, so wifey went alone. After the visit, then she called me crying on the phone. The doctor said no heartbeat, oh no devil, you're a lie. You can't have my baby, he will live and he won't die. I told him G-O-D, took care of everything. My baby's perfectly virgin, day and I give him praise. Speculate, but I don't even bother. Fly high, sky
how I used to be. I could have been dead somewhere in the street, but now I'm a church boy, work boy.
Some call him Jireh, cause he's a provider. Some call him best friend, because he's a rider. He's on the inside of me, one God in the Holy Trinity.
I don't care what you call him. You can call him Aka Amare. You can call him the manifestation of Ilede, Olurum, Ori. But you need to call him. And young people, I'm telling you, it's time to make the crossover. Make the crossover and come in with the hip-hop. Some of the ministers don't know that they will greet you and open their churches to let you bring in the gospel. Their churches are dying, and they're closing down for a lack of young people being present. And the new church that is going to stand up, the new Jerusalem that is coming here on earth, will be in the youth today. Call yourself the new Jerusalem, and the new Jerusalem will come down from the heavens, and they will present themselves to the church. There is nothing coming out of the sky for you and I. No Jesus coming back or any God that's coming here other than the God that lives within inside of you. So preachers, why don't you let these young people press God forward and let the real true God show up and let them bring the hip-hop in the church and help them and show them how to change the lyrics so that they can make a difference and the transition of healing can take place and true meaning of the word call, save, will take place. Then there will be a reason to say that you've been saved from